Hello and welcome to The Bearing, coming to you from Daily Trust. I am your host, Martia Umar. So if you're ready to take on this interesting journey of dissecting issues that have direct bearing in your life, then this is the show for you. So come with us. Removal of fuel subsidies since May 30th, 2023, many Nigerians have been wondering if we will ever get an alternative source of fuel other than the petrol. Take, for instance, the CNG. Is this a viable option? Well, that was me cruising in a CNG-powered vehicle. Take it from me, a ride in one of these vehicles is not different from the petrol-powered vehicle. But first, what is CNG? CNG is an abbreviation for compressed natural gas under pressure that remains clear, odorless and non-corrosive. Although vehicles can use natural gas as either liquid or gas, most vehicles use the gaseous form. CNG can be used as an alternative to conventional petrol and diesel fuels. While we await the more conversion of petrol-powered cars to CNG on our roads, one might like to ask how this benefits the Nigerian public. The government had in 2020 launched a scheme to convert over 1 million vehicles running on petroleum to gas as it moves to reduce reliance on petrol-powered vehicles.
Our major objective for gas sector is to transform Nigeria into an industrialized nation with gas playing a major role. We acknowledge that Nigeria has still more work to do in the gas space. This has led the federal government to begin a more proactive push towards gas development. This initiative will ensure further optimal exploitation and utilization of country's gas resources.
The plan by the federal government to convert these vehicles to compressed natural gas powered is a deliberate move to take advantage of the huge gas reserve in Nigeria, which has remained untapped over the years. 3 years has gone by and people know little or implementation has not really taken place. But according to energy experts, gas is the next frontier for Nigeria in the wake of uncertainty in the fossil fuel market. And one of the potentials is to see a huge number of vehicles powered by gas on Nigerian roads in a bid to take advantage of the abundance of gas in the country. This is even more pertinent now that most people are buying a liter of petrol with no smiling faces, I tell you. But are Nigerians even taking advantage of this opportunity? My colleague Daniel Oluwole speaks with some vehicle owners in Abuja. Take a listen.
My name is Eze Bishop. No, I don't know about that. I have not heard about that. I have heard about that, but I don't know how it works. Okay. Somebody have told me that something of that nature is existing. But I myself, I have not witnessed it. I have not seen it. Except now I see you are trying to introduce how it works. So I don't know how the thing works. Except I see somebody that is making use of it or somebody that has been using it that will tell me how good it is. Then we will know if it is something that is affordable to our own side. Then we can go into it because fuel of this our day, to my own best of knowledge, is not as it was. Now when you get fuel of 5,400, that is 10 liters, you find out that before you go to AYA, comes back, going again or coming back, you find out that the fuel has finished. And it makes sure that it's on line of transport, this thing. It looks like all our efforts is based on the fuel petrol because we're not getting in anything and it burns very quickly. Assuming if we think, if we check the gas, the CNG, and it can give us what we want, then we check our pocket. If it is something that is affordable, we can go into it and start using it, because fuel is not as it was. That is what I have to say, and what that is my own point of view on all these things that is happening now. We are not making it. We are not moving ahead because of this fuel issue. The price is high and it's not as it was. It burns quickly. So that is all I know about it.
So, all right, sir, if you see someone to educate you on how it works, possibly a mechanic, and tell you the side effect, or it doesn't have any side effect, would you like to convert your car to this CNG stuff?
Yeah, if I have somebody that is very close, or a mechanic that I know that I have done it to somebody X, then I will talk to the mechanic person. Then if the mechanic person teach me how it works and tells me, then I have to know the person that have the car. If I see somebody that have that kind of car, then I will verify from the person, and if it is okay, then I will look for a way out to make sure that I have such thing, because nobody's here to work and lose. Because what we're working now is work and lose. After working, we don't go out with anything based on the fuel consumption.
Okay, my name is Thomas Wadayaji. So I use Mazda Comfort. So I don't want to combat my own to gas engine. So I like it as a day like that.
Why you don't want to water?
No.
Are you thinking about the risk?
No, because of the Igbo way they produce the car, where they use it with fuel. At least there's no fuel. So as it is, I want it like that. Because I don't want any problem.
What if you tend to see someone that could educate you on how this thing works? Would you accept?
No, I don't accept that, because if I know that they produce the car as normally, come as a gas, then it's normal for me. But as they use fuel, I cannot convert it.
Oh, so you are thinking about the risk?
Yes.
Okay. But your mechanic now, can your mechanic still convince you that this thing works better than petrol? Would you accept?
No.
You still not accept?
No.
Until you buy a car that uses gas?
Yes.
Okay.
That's my own.
My name is Joseph. No, I don't know about it. Yeah, I'm interested. Yes, I would like to combat it. Because the level of fuel now in Nigeria, if I have the one that would be better than the fuel, this thing, I would be very, very happy.
My name is Ayob Matthias from Cross River State. I do taxi in Abuja. I never hear about this kind of method, but if I see where they do them, I would like to convert my car to that gas, make sure they use them for my car.
Okay. As you see, say, fuel don't increase price now. So this thing at 3,000 naira, 3,000 plus to fuel your tank, and you could use them for like 7 hours, according to person with the dual. And petrol now, 1 liter now, 5 something. So now you can see that the difference is clear. You get what? So if you see person get paid on today, are you ready to convert your car?
I dare ready to do them. If only the money where they go charge me no go too much. If you know pass my power, I dare ready. Even now, if you drive my car, go they go to up.
No, I never hear about it.
All right, so if you see someone that could help you to convert your car now to natural gas for you to be using to pilot routes, will you accept it?
I will accept it now, because at least the cost will be less. So I will accept it.
That is the cost of fuel.
Buying fuel is high, so if not, that one will come down.
So now, would you like to know more about how this thing works?
Yes, I would like to know, because I never hear anything like this. You can tell me, put it there for me so that I will know.
And those were the voices of some Nigerian drivers in the city of Abuja speaking about the conversion of their vehicle to a CNG-powered vehicle. Well, the drivers have shared their thought. Some questions were raised, no doubt, which we will try to provide answers to later on the show. So, in our quest to find out more, we caught up with some of the CNG-powered vehicle owners, and they gave us a sneak peek into their experiences of using these vehicles, the advantages, and the process of refueling.
After using it for a few months, when I want to do my service, I observe that the engine oil is still very clean. The exhaust is, there's no blackness in the exhaust. It's very, very clean. So, and that's an indication that it's preserving the engine.
I think once you fill the tank with 3K or 3 plus, you can use it for good 6 to 7 hours.
So, are you saying CNG, that is the gas, is quite better compared to fuel?
Bro, is dead.
Supreme Court has delivered another blow to the Voting Rights Act.
Despite growing dangers from climate change, tonight the U.S. Supreme Court curbing the government's power to fight it.
The makeup of the Supreme Court, the decisions they have already handed down, and the cases they are hearing this year are not coincidental. So what is next? What can we expect from this chaos court and the networks at work to serve them up cases that will expedite their agenda? We'll seek to answer those questions, examining issues at the heart of the cases the court is currently deciding. Follow Grave Injustice wherever you get your podcasts. We're releasing episodes every Thursday throughout the season.
Okay. The time of course, where you will go with that 6,000 with that 3K, with, let me just say, after you bought the gas, 3K now, where you will go with 7 good hours, this is the square now, you know, it's square or about square of 27,000 now.
Of course.
That's 7 good hours. Have you?
Yes, of course. So, sir, as a boat driver now, how do you feel about it now? Are you making enough money compared to when you're using petrol?
The boy is that. I'm making money, but it is like me, it's not every day I work.
Okay.
I only work on Sunday, mostly on Sunday, because I do have another job then, because my mechanic may be.
Okay.
So but now, any day I work, it's very okay, honestly.
Okay. Now, as a mechanic now, how do you see it compared to fuel when it comes to service of your engine? Is it very okay?
If you are servicing your car in, let me just say, in 3 months before, if you are constantly using this gas,
okay,
it will shift you to 4 to 5 months before service limit. Because the oil will not be wear.
Okay, thank you very much.
It will not black because there will be no more carbon on the thing, that's why.
It has relieved me a lot. I have a lot of savings.
Wasiu Shehu is a mechanic. He's equipped with the knowledge of conversion of these cars, and he speaks with us.
As a mechanic, all I have to say is that the CNG is good, honestly, and there's no any side effects. There's no any side effects. The engine is working perfectly. The AC is working perfectly. The jar is working perfectly. That is all I can say. It's good to be using CNG. With the price of fuel now, it's the best.
And that was Wasiu Shehu in a conversation with Daniel Oluwole, my colleague. And according to him, there are no side effects when you convert your petrol car to CNG-powered vehicle. Let's go on a quick break. But the show, The Pairing, will continue shortly. Do stay with us for more.
Stories of the day,
treated inside out with in-depth analysis
to give you insight into the issues that matter.
The issue of injustice needs to be addressed. We are going into hell.
Why are you sending your child? Why are you that poor? Are you that hungry?
Oh, we are not practicing any democracy in Nigeria. They don't deal with us well.
Trust us on Nigeria Daily, a daily podcast from Daily Tracks
to bring to you the news behind the news.
To listen in, log into our website at dailytrust.com or on Buzzsprout.com.
You can also listen in on Spotify and TuneIn Radio.
Follow up on Instagram and Twitter at Daily Trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust.
Welcome back to The Pairing, coming to you from Daily Trust. If you're just joining us, then you have missed the first part. But because I'm super nice, and considerate. Here's a recap. So in this episode of The Bearing, we're taking a look at the alternative source of energy. Now that subsidy is gone and petrol is super expensive. But before the break, we spoke to some car owners to know if they're aware of the alternative source of fuel, or better still, the development. And we also caught up with people who already have V-cylinders in their cars to get a peek of the experiences. Remember that you can listen to this episode again on the Daily Trust website, which is www.dailytrust.com or on buzzsprout.com. You can listen to us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. For a quick search, just type The Bearing in the search box. It's that simple. And you can listen or download our previous episodes. If you find it interesting, please help share the link so other people can benefit. So at the moment, we will be asking key questions to an expert, engineer Olariwaju Adisa, in this field of converting fuel cars to CNG-powered cars. Can any car be converted?
Yes, every car, every four-cylinder, six-cylinder, V8 cars can be converted to use a... So biofuel basically can use both your normal petrol and then it can use CNG as well.
Oh, okay, wait. So it doesn't mean I'm throwing away my petrol tank?
No, not at all. You don't work on the engine. It's an add-on. So what it then does is it controls, you have what you call the reducer. It controls the flow of petrol. And then if you want to switch from petrol, that's PMS, to CNG, you can just click a button.
So if the gas is cheaper, like they say, then why don't we have every car owner flying the road with a CNG-powered car ready?
Yeah, well, currently we don't have enough dispensing points in the country. CNG basically is the C in the NG, which is natural gas, is compressed natural gas. So for natural gas engines, or rather to get natural gas, mm-hmm. you need to go to special filling stations. There are points where you can get, but there are very few. I think in Lagos, I think you have only about one point.
So I have to carry a tank in my car?
Yes, you have to carry a tank. You have to, it will reduce naturally reduce your boot space.
So what indicates that my gas is in use or almost finished?
There's a device installed at kit here. In fact, diesel engine cars can be converted as well.
Does it reduce the performance and efficiency of the car when converted?
It doesn't. It doesn't reduce it in any way. The only thing to note is because petrol, the car is originally designed to be in a petrol, PMS, to be PMS. So the car is already, the engine is already set in that format, in that way. But by the time you introduce gas, gas is a bit slower. There's a bit of a drag when you use CNG. It won't slow you down, but it will take only a few seconds compared, yes, I need to peak. And once it peaks, it goes very fast. If we had to tinker with the engine, is it totally different? So there's what you call, there's a switch, right? And then in the process of installing your kit, your CNG kit, there's what you call calibration. Now, calibration helps you regulate when the gas, the volume of petrol coming into the injector system, and then you can pause that and then also regulate. That's what the regulator does. It determines how much gas comes in, when gas comes in. So it switches and it's automatic. Mm. It's an automatic device. It switches. So when you switch from gas to PMS, what happens is it stops the flow of gas and then switches back to PMS, and then it brings in the exact volume of petrol that is required.
All right, the next question is a question that a lot of people want to know answers to. So how much does it cost for conversion in Nigeria now? Give me an estimate, please. Because I asked this at a station in Abuja, at a CNG station, I must say, and the manager refused to give me an answer. So give me an estimate.
Currently, for conversions, okay, so I'm going to explain it this way. There's a particular company that has waivers, right? The waivers are going to help us. If the federal government allows us to get in the kits, the accessories, and the cylinders, right, at a very, very reduced rate, or if they can just remove that, so the duty, the levy, and the VAT that is attached to your imports comes to about 67.5%. That's very high for CNG. We don't manufacture those kits here. If we have waivers, it can come as low as 150 to 200. But currently, even the company that has a waiver is doing it for about 470, 500,000. The last time I bought gas from this company, it was 110 naira per SCM, about 1 liter. Yeah, 110. So if you were buying 10,000 naira in your tank for PMS, you'd just be spending about 1,000. CNG is even safer than petrol and LPG in terms of running your cars, because the tank itself, let's look at the tank for instance. The tank is steel. These are steel tanks with very, very thick layers. It's heavy for now, though you have type 1 to 4 for gas cylinders. The type 1 is the heaviest. But you know, with innovation, they have designed some of them. So type 2, for instance, the last ones we brought in are type 2. Those type 2s are lighter because they're made of carbon fiber. They are lighter than the type 1s. First of all, the hose or the pipe that carries the gas is made out of very, very strong metal. It is very, very safe because it can handle the pressure, and then the tank itself has a trigger that cuts off in case there's temperature that heats up to a certain degree, it shuts down. It shuts down by itself. Okay. So that is there, but talking about the cylinders, when we put the cylinders in the boat, we have to strap them down. So there's a metal frame that holds it in position, so it doesn't move no matter how.
Okay. I know that all of these things are good, but there's nothing that doesn't come with side effects or, you know, disadvantages. What are the disadvantages of converting your car from fuel to CNG powered vehicle?
One of the concerns that we have had, not that the system doesn't work well, but let's also remember that in Europe they've been using it for over 30 years. In India, I think about 40 years, the CNG. And it has been a long history of using CNG. So
Engineer Olarinwaju Adisa speaking about conversion of your petrol vehicle to a CNG powered vehicle. Back, a Nigerian auto manufacturer has mass produced and unveiled compressed natural gas enabled vehicles, which they say are alternatives of fuel enabled cars for Nigerians amidst the rising price of petrol and diesel. Yet, so many Nigerians are ignorant of the so many benefits of this alternative. What do Nigerians expect from the government?
Natural gas we are talking about is under 100 or 110 naira. When you check what the impact will be, it will reduce the cost of food because people coming from hinterland bringing food to the cities. Some maybe from Kano, it takes them for a trailer about 1,200,000 naira to fuel their truck with diesel. But with this CNG, it will cost them about maybe 150 to 200,000 naira. About 1 million naira is saved. That will translate to cheaper food, and it will also open up a lot of other businesses. The value chain where you use it in your generator at home, in your car, in your truck. Remember, we need cheaper energy to also drive this processing zone, maybe all these agro-based industries, they need cheaper energy. That is where the gas will also create a lot of impact in this country. We have seen it that it's something that will bring on table to help the nation as our way of contribution. And pretty soon we are going to roll out, maybe before the end of this month. The usage of our abundant natural gas, CNG, that we'll now begin to use to power both our vehicle, our generators, and even cooking. That in itself will reduce to a large extent the exposure that this country is going in terms of importation, the pressure on naira against dollar, volatility, and whatnot. So we brought that to the Nigerian public when the immediate past president was there, and he gave us the support we needed. Even that led us to the meeting that was convened by the Minister of Finance, wherein a lot of people, both the NPC and other government agencies, were in that meeting. And in that meeting, it was discovered there is no alternative for a country transiting from fuel PMS than this gas. And the good news is that this thing is not going to be imported. It's here. It's being flayed in billions of cups every day. Some company, even to avert the penalty, will even inject this gas back to the ground.
That was the voice of the national president of Independent Petroleum Marketers Association of Nigeria, IPMAN, Mr. Chinedu Okoronkwo,
an expert in the compressed and natural gas sector in Nigeria. That is the size of our package for this week on The Bearing. Do join us again for another interesting episode of the show. For everyone who contributed to the show, we want to say a big thank you. Don't forget that you can listen to us on Daily Trust website, and The Bearing is a Daily Trust production. It is open to sponsorship and advertisement. Reach us on our social media handles, which is Daily_Trust. That is on Twitter and Instagram. On Facebook, you can reach us on Daily Trust. You can also listen to us on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and TuneIn Radio. For a quick search, remember, type The Bearing in the search box. It's that simple, and you can download or listen to our previous episodes. If you find it interesting, please do share the link. Also, listen to The Bearing on NAS FM 89.9 Yola, Unity FM 93.3 Jos, Sawapen Radio 104.9 Hadeja, NAS FM Mubi 105.5, and Badegi Radio 90.1 Imina. Thank you for being a part of the show. We'll see you again on our next episode. My name is Martia Umar. Bye for now.